Mayor de Blasio is out of town, and New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is using the opportunity to try to intervene in the city's public housing authority. WNYC's Danny Lewis reports.
While de Blasio was delivering a speech to the U.S. Conference of Mayors in Texas, the governor toured an apartment at the Andrew Jackson Houses in the Bronx. Immediately afterwards, Cuomo said he'll declare a state of emergency for the city's public housing authority. He's offering $200 million towards critical repairs, like remediating lead paint and replacing boilers. But he wants to bypass the agency's bureaucracy to do it.
There's no point in giving an agency money that's going to take 3 years to spend the money.
Cuomo is giving the city council and the mayor's office 2 weeks to come up with solutions, such as creating an independent agency to oversee housing authority repairs. But in a hastily called briefing later in the day, Deputy Mayor Alicia Glenn says that shows, quote, a lack of understanding about the state of the city's public housing. Plus, she says that $200 million Cuomo offered was already earmarked for the housing agency in last year's state budget.
I don't see how that's an emergency declaration. That's doing your job if you want to actually help us with the issues we're confronting at NYCHA.
Glenn says Cuomo should immediately release the money to the city and set aside another $200 million in this year's budget. She's also calling for the state to match the city's investment into any repairs to public housing. Danny Lewis, WNYC News.